We're in the middle of the Olympics, I'll admit. I haven't watched anything yet as far as the Olympics. I'm not really a big Olympic person. But the one thing that always catches me off guard every time we have the Olympics is there's always a story about that person who won by 1/100th of a second. Or maybe worse, a U.S. athlete who lost by 1/100th of a second. Which reminds me again and again is that it's always about timing, even in our own Christian walk. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. You know what it is. It's a Friday. That's the day that you have only 48 hours until you're sitting in church worshiping God. So get all of your friends, family, neighbors, coworkers there. Get them to a church that loves Jesus, preaches Jesus. Look, that's our job. Influence people closer to Christ. Do it now. Pause the podcast. Grab your phone. Text someone. Come to church. I'll buy you dinner. Buy you lunch. I'll buy you a car. Hey, if that's the case, text me. I'll come to church with you. Hey, reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. I will answer all emails. Had a few coming in lately. Hey, thanks for the comments on the swag. Now just buy some at revolutionforefathers.com. That's the number four, revolutionforefathers.com. We put up some new shirts. We'll continue to put up a bunch of new shirts. It's not an all-out Christian site, but it's got some pretty cool stuff, and they are highlighting the David Lyons collection, so check it out. Check it out. Also, wellbuiltsupplements.com. Man, I tell you what, right now during the heat, and it has been hot, I have relied more on supplements in my workouts and nutrition and to stay healthy more than I ever have. So if you need good supplements, and these are good supplements, check out wellbuiltsupplements.com and use the link wellbuilttda to get 15% off. That's the code, wellbuiltTDA. You get 15% off. You're welcome. Also, 97X listeners, if you're in the Madison area, they have their first ever Camp X at Estico Park. They'll be camping, hiking, canoeing, kayaking, fishing, lots of fun, bonfires, good connection with other Christian men. You can find the link in our notes. Make sure you check it out. I bet if you jumped on their website as well, 97X in Madison, there'd be more there as well. Now, today, I want to talk about timing. Timing is everything. You know, I've read again and again in the last 10 years, when it comes to finding the right job, people are more concerned about time than money. How much time do I get off for vacation? Do I always have to work at the office? Can I spend some of the days and some of the time working at home? Time is more valuable right now than money by far. And so I think many of the things that then pop into our daily routine or our mindset is that things have to happen right away. You know, we are the microwave generation. I grew up with a microwave. I don't know what it was like to not have a microwave, really. And so let me give you an illustration. Let's say that you're hungry for cake, a really, really good, amazing vanilla cake. I mean, a cake that you could put anything on, strawberries, chocolate, ice cream, whatever. It's going to taste phenomenal. And you come to me, right? And so I have the ingredients. I have 2 sticks of unsalted butter, 3 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon of baking powder, 1/2 tablespoon of salt, 1.5 cups of sugar, 4 large eggs, 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract, 1 1/4 cup of whole milk or heavy cream, 1/2 cup of water, and I have to mix it all together, and then I have to put it in an oven at 350 degrees and bake it for 35 minutes. This is the basic vanilla cake. No frills, no surprises, just a really good, awesome cake. But you come over, and you're like, Garth, look, bro, I know you're the best baker in the world, and so, which I am. So that's why I want you to make this cake, and you need to make it right away, super fast. I need it immediately. I'm in a hurry. I said, okay, it'll take an hour. Not going to work. No, I need it now. I say, okay, open up your mouth. What? Open up your mouth. I'll make it right now. Open your mouth. So you open your mouth, and I start putting ingredients in your mouth. First the salt, then the sugar, then the flour, and I start going, chew, chew, hurry up, chew, swallow. And you're like choking it down. I'm like, hurry up, swallow. I got to put some eggs in your mouth. You'd be like, no, it doesn't work that way. Not to mention, you have to mix it all together and then still put it in a hot oven. and you still then have to wait 35 minutes. And even after that, they tell me you have to let it sit for another 10 to 15 minutes before you eat it. We're talking all in all at least an hour and a half, and this is if you already have the ingredients. If you have to go get the ingredients, we're talking at least 2 to maybe 2.5 hours, and you want it right this second? So you want a great life. You seem to have some pretty good ingredients, some sugar, some milk, some cream, but you also have some boring ingredients, you know, like flour, vanilla, water. And then you have some things in your life that are just disgusting, the eggs, the salt, the raw butter. How can your life with so many variables, so many different ingredients, end up being good, let alone great? Well, let God do what He wants with your ingredients. Let Him do what He does best. Let Him mix them. Let Him take the mediocre, the bland, the good, the bad, etc., and give Him time. You know, the greatest mindset in the Bible to me was the mindset of Joseph in the Old Testament. He was given this incredible dream as a young kid that someday he would rule the then known world. And here he is, just a kid telling his older brothers this dream. And they're so put off by him. They're so worn down by his dreams, almost his arrogance. They pretend to kill him. They don't pretend to kill him. They tell his father that they killed him, which was pretend. And they sell him off as a slave. He literally goes through hell and back. He has every ingredient in his life. He's got the good, the bad, the ugly. You know, he's sold into slavery. He's one who's had, then finds favor. Then he's accused of rape. And then he's locked up in jail. Then he's forgotten about by his friends. Then he serves at the king's court. Then he's given power like no other man. But then he's still missing his family. And then he finally reunites with his family. And at the end of this saga, the recipe for a beautiful, rich life, with all its ups and downs and all its turns, he says the most amazing thing. He looks at his brothers and says, "What you meant for bad, God meant for good." Joseph's way of admitting that he knew it would take time, that lots of bad things would happen, but he still trusted God through all of it. What if he'd given up halfway through? What if when he was working for Potiphar and Potiphar's hot, skanky wife came out, kept hitting on him? What if he said, "You know what, this is about as good as it's gonna get. God's given up on me anyway." So he just shags her and thinks, this is at least I'm getting this out of the deal. You know what? I know men who do that. And unfortunately, I know men who have done that. Where are you right now in your life? Are you at the sugar stage, the egg stage, the salt stage, the flour stage? Maybe you've got a little of all of those. Maybe you've even made it to the oven and it's hot. Hang on. What has happened in your life, if you still serve God, will be used for good. Hang on. There are still some ingredients to come. There's still an oven. It may still get a little hotter. But if you truly believe in faith that what man, what family, what friends, what a boss, what your background, what your upbringing possibly meant for bad, God will use for good, then I say this. Bring it on, and let the cake begin. This is Garth Heckman of the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast and sharing the podcast. Until Monday, keep slaying giants.